from the Gospel of Luke. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Mary asked the angel, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" Now here are the words of Mary, the mother of the Christ child. "An angel appeared to me and spoke to me. I was overwhelmed at first, but the angel said God had favored me and that the Holy Spirit would overshadow me. I didn't understand. Was I supposed to understand I was to bear God's son? I thought it impossible. But truly, with God, all things are possible. How blessed was I that of all the women in the world, he had chosen me. Generations had longed for the Messiah, and I was the one to carry him. It became clear to me how God was so merciful to the lowly, the outcast, and how he loves even the forgotten. Yahweh had chosen to make his home among us, his people, and all history seemed to hang on this. Oh, but I thought, how was I to bring God into the world? This precious child in my care would be so helpless. My joy mixed with fear, and I wondered, what would tomorrow hold? I didn't know, but I said yes. Yes, I am the Lord's. And so I said, may it be to me as the angel proclaimed.
Savior of the world will come and set
scripture now from the Gospel of Matthew. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." And now hear the words of Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. "My name Joseph means Jehovah witnesses." It had never been more true. The Lord had already added blessing upon blessing for me. Still, I didn't think my betrothal to Mary would bring such shame. Well, I chose to walk in obedience to Yahweh, though I feared it may mean my own disgrace. Nazareth is a small village, and it didn't take long for word to spread. I understood the looks, the judgment, the disappointment. But I would not, I could not abandon Mary. Even in those first moments when I became aware that something was amiss, I knew it couldn't be Mary's doing. Whatever had happened, she didn't deserve punishment. Maybe I couldn't ignore the hurt, but I would not put Mary through the public humiliation. But that was before the dream, before the angel spoke to me and told me the babe was to be called Jesus. Before that, my world had turned upside down. But suddenly, I could see my task and the blessing. Mary needed me. The baby needed me. I would be his shelter. I gave my word.
Baby, angel, save me. Ooh.